And we're so thankful for the presence of the Holy Spirit who's drawn us right into your bosom today. Well, I perceive by the Spirit that there are some in here today that needs to reacquaint themselves with you. Maybe for the first time they need to introduce themselves to you. And maybe for the 1,000,000th time we need to say thank you. Lord, for every heart that's in this room today, every spirit, every person, Lord, we understand that Jesus is the only one that can help me. He's the only one that can save me. He's the only one that can forgive me. He's the only one that can truly bless me. He's the only one that can give me heaven. Give me heaven, a future of everlasting. That Jesus is the only one that can give me life and life abundantly. Lord, I desire you today. Could I have a little amen on that? Lord, we desire you today. Right now, we all desire you. And Lord, for all of us, we're going to pray this prayer out loud. And we're going to mean it. And it's going to set us free. It's going to reacquaint us. It's going to give us a fresh start. It's going to be like old times. I want to go back to church. I want to go back to church. I want to go back to church where people love me and God loves me. Oh, Jesus. Let's repeat this after me, please. Father, in Jesus' name, I have wandered away. I've never known you. I need to come home. I want to go back to church. I want to know what it's all about. Lord God, I give you my entire being today. And I mean it with all my heart, all my mind, all my strength. I need you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart first time, afresh, for the 1,000,000th time. Come into my heart. Make me new. Make me whole. Refresh me, Lord God. Stir up the Holy Ghost within me. I walk in your presence. I receive you. I ask you, Jesus, receive me and fill me with your Spirit. I declare from this moment forward, I will serve you with all that I got. I want to come to church. I want to live with you. I want to be with you every day. I need you. Father, thank you that Jesus gave his life so I could have life. Thank you. Amen. It's a done deal, folks. Grab hold of it. Don't walk away without it. Amen. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Amen. Let's give our praise team a hand clap. Gosh, good, 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 good. Upstairs, thank you guys. And God is so very, very good, you know. God's got some business to, I see all these little kids and Hudson over here and see Clark, Caroline's kiddos. I'm going to tell y'all. Jesus is dancing with them. Yeah. Yeah. He's not pushing them away.
No.
He's not saying go hide them somewhere.
No.
No. He's dancing. Come on, Chuck. All right. Praise God. Praise God. God is good. So let's be thankful for all of the things God's done for us and is doing. Y'all, it is thankful. It is a great thing to know that God has a plan. I said God has a plan for every one of you.
Amen.
Every one of us. Well, some of us maybe get a little older. Maybe it's too late. It's never too late. God can turn your life around on a dime. Amen. And I say amen to that word you got, Don. It's coming from places. We don't have to have, we don't need to figure out the avenue God's going to use or the person. It says, as Diane quoted the scripture, shall men give to your bosom? It may be somebody, a rank stranger, walk up to you and give you a sack full of money. I said, a rank stranger can walk up to you and give you a sack full of money. How many of y'all believe that? Amen. Your best friend can walk up and give you a sack full of money. God don't. He knows what to do. And so let's get on the giving end and let's get on the receiving end. We believe, therefore we receive. Amen. Let's say that out loud. I believe, therefore I receive. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Janice, the Lord says to you this morning, all the things that's been in your life that's been broken and crushed. He's putting it all back together. And you're going to be whole. This family's going to be whole. Enough's enough. Let's hold on to God's word, okay? I'm so glad you're here. All those little pieces, God's going to put it all back together. Just let him do it, okay? Okay, praise God. What a word, y'all. Anybody else in here has gone through stuff? Everybody put your hand up. God's going to put it back together. Amen? He is a God of bringing things together. And I'm so glad about that. Amen? Appreciate y'all being here today. God's got great things in store. Amen. Amen. What's going to happen tomorrow? Great things. I love it. I love it. I love it. Joel 2:21 says, God says, I will do great things. Let's expect it. Amen. Let's expect it. Great things. Hallelujah. God is good. All right. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, just want to be sure where we are, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we say yes and amen to all your promises. Yes. They belong to all of us. Devil, you can't have them. Devil, you can't have my promises. They're made to me. I'm a child of God. All of God's promises are yes. And amen to me. I take back what the enemy's stolen from me. I take back the joy. I take back the love. I take back the strength and the faith and the power. I take back that feeling of knowing and walking in you with power and might. And that I'm never, ever, ever alone. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I receive that today. Let's say, I receive that today, please. In Jesus' name. All right. Our scripture is John 14:1, please. Who's that familiar face upstairs? Everybody give Karen a big hand clap. Hallelujah. I got to quit this crying. It is connected to my nose, as you know. Jesus is talking here, and he's talking to us. Me, you, all of us. Let not your heart or your spirit be troubled. Amen. I just want to announce to you, and I'm not disclaiming or claiming anything, but God's bigger than the eclipse. This ain't the first one. May not be the last one. May be the last one. That'd be fine. We're just going to heaven, won't we, Daryl? I'm ready to go. Glory to God. So, let not your heart be troubled. Let's say, I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. I believe in God. And I believe in Jesus also. What about that, Jeff? What about that? You got the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost working in you. In all of us. How can we go wrong with God on our side? If he be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Glory to God. I like that scripture. That scripture gets used a lot, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Can we go now to 1 Corinthians chapter 1? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. We had a good time here Wednesday night. I'm telling you, it was good. And I encourage you to come this Wednesday night. It's going to be good. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay. But of him are you in Christ. Let's say I'm in Christ. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us. Now Jesus has been made something. Can we get this in our mind? He's been made this to you. He's been made this to you. Let's say it out loud. He's been made this to me. Jesus is this to you. Wisdom. I would say I could use a little. I could use a whole lot. Who of God has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Now, we're not going to get tangled up on these big words, but we're going to explain some of this. I just want you to know, Jesus, you don't have to do that. Jesus has done this for you. Where I need wisdom? Where did I go to get wisdom? Jesus. Who's Jesus? The Word of God. Amen. Wow. Look how your library of your mind just got big. All of a sudden, you have the whole Bible to work with and to speak to you. And then not including praying in the Spirit or praying and just asking God to speak to you. He will show you all things. The Bible says that he will reveal things to us. In fact, his whole church is built on revelation knowledge. Why don't we just talk to him about it every once in a while? He's been made that. He's been made available to us for wisdom. And he's been made unto me righteous. He is my righteousness, Dina. He is our righteousness. You know, I have probably not done one righteous thing in my whole life. You missed a good opportunity to say amen. But you're not going to probably say the same thing about you. We have not done many righteous things in our whole life. How can it be right when we're wrong? Amen? Before we knew him. Amen. He is our righteousness. If I'm trying to get to, I just look to him. Our righteousness is by faith. That's what the Bible tells us in the New Testament. Old Testament, they tried to do all kind of things. They swept the sin under the rug. Then they had to go back to Jerusalem next year and get the sins covered again and kill another lamb, do this kind of thing. But let me tell you something. Jesus entered into the heavenly holies of holies one time. One time. And carried his blood up there, and it was eternally cleansed. Sin was demolished. Now, what we have to do is believe in him who is our righteousness. He has made us that way. I couldn't work up any righteousness. The Bible says my righteousness is as filthy rags. And I tried to do it. I tried to perform good enough to please God. But guess what? I couldn't. Keith, I saw you was up here and you didn't have your stick with you today. Praise God. He told you to throw it away. Boom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now you'll get to mow all the grass you want to. Jesus has been made unto us wisdom. So I walk in Jesus, I walk in wisdom. Right thinking. And righteousness, right doing. Sanctification. Everybody know what sanctification means? If you can spell it, you ought to know it. Sanctification. Come on, Scotty, help me out. Hallelujah. Bring them back next week, Clark, for sure. She's the only one saying amen. And sanctification. Sanctification means we've been set apart. We're not of this world anymore. We're here, but we're not of it. I remember we used to be here and of it at the same time. You know, that gets a little squirrely and a little crazy, because I'm trying to drive the boat and everything else, and it doesn't work. But when I just receive Him, He separates us, and we become the children. Never say children. Of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of the King. In fact, He's made me a king too, and a priest. I got something good going on for me. Glory to God. I'm more than I look like I am in a mirror, because I have some room for improvement. Somebody say amen. There's more going on for us than we actually know. God is for you. He's walking in you, through you, by you. You have angels with you. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I'm a winner, not a loser. I'm more than a conqueror. I can't go under for going over. God just puts me over everything. Good things happen. I can't try to fix it and just let God, but I let God do it, and it works out fine. How did we get through that, Ann? I don't know, but God did it. Amen. I'm going to go over here. It's the wrong church. We can do these things because He's in us. Jesus has been made. Let's say it out loud. Jesus has been made. Now this is the key part. Unto me. Wisdom. Righteousness. Sanctification. And redemption. Where could you go but to the Lord? To get wisdom. To get right. We all tried different things, didn't we? To get to that right feeling. But only God can do it. Where could I go but to wisdom, to God? Where could I only go but to God to get right righteousness? Where could I go unto God to be separated and not mingled in with the world, that what's in me is greater than what's in this world? I've got a place to go. Great things are happening for me. My God paid the price for me. He died. He rose again. Glory be to God. And we walked out of the tomb. Anakin and I walked out with Him. We walked out with Him, buddy. Amen. 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 We don't have to die. Now, your body may lay down, but the main part of you is going to go on up. Isn't that good? Amen. Everybody say, I'm going up. Going up. Up is good. Up is good, and down is bad. All right. Here we go. And the last one. Only God can redeem you. We try to get redemption through this and that and saying I'm sorry, which is good. We need to say I'm sorry. But nothing frees you like God. Because we were sinners and we needed sin to be broken off. And where could I find anywhere but to the Lord? Jesus did it for me. Amen. He's getting bigger and better all the time. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just take hold of Jesus and let Him walk you through wisdom and righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Yeah. Amen? Amen? All right. Redemption. Another word for that is a fresh start. Isn't that good? Yeah. All right. Quick, you say amen. My clock slows down when we don't say amen. They singing up here in the front row, boys, I'm telling you. Woo, we'll be out soon. Hallelujah. As we've mentioned about Wednesday night, you know, we have been studying. Of course, we went through the season of the passion and Jesus giving His life and all the brutality that He endured and all that He went through and persecuted. They nailed Him to a cross. Well, let me just back it up. Let's just begin with this. First of all, Judas betrayed Him. Now, I don't know about you, but that's not a good feeling to be betrayed. You thought this was your best friend on the earth. This was your brother. And he betrayed you. That's not a good feeling. But Jesus did have inside information that was going to happen. Amen? But you know, Jesus could have called 10,000 angels and not have then gone through that. But we wouldn't be here today. I'm so glad he did. Betrayal. He went through a mock trial. He went through death. He went through a burial. He came out through resurrection.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. And that's what, by the way, hell has different degrees in it, different levels. The Bible says he went to the lowest, where it's the worst. And for 3 days and three nights, the devil held a party. But I just want to announce to you, church, and everybody in the whole wide world, parties have an end to them. It was fun while we were there, but it's not so fun now. The party's over. Mm-hmm. As the old song says, turn out the lights. The party's over. Anybody want to give a little rendition of that? I did that Wednesday night, didn't I, Dawn? I had a little of that, though. What was that, though? Lucille song going on here. Y'all should sort of been here. It was quite good. Amen. Hallelujah. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Okay. How many children do you have? Four? Hungry children and crop in the field. It's a bad spot. You picked a fine time. God won't ever leave you, though.
No.
So we had a betrayal, we had a mock trial, we had death, we had burial, we had a resurrection, which you were a part of. Then there was the day that Jesus, Acts chapter 1. Let's go there, Acts chapter 1, verse 1. And we're just going to get baptized in the Holy Ghost again here in the Word of God. You know, baptized is pretty stronger, it's a little stronger than baptized. You got to be able to, I can't spell baptized. That means it's stronger, amen. Hallelujah. Now that's the way we talk in Mississippi. Now Luke is writing to Theophilus. And there's more information on Theophilus through our esteemed friend Blaine Bowman, but we don't have time to get to that right now. You just should have been here Wednesday night. The former treatise have I made, the former letter I made to you, Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. This is quite a book. Luke has a book named the Book of Luke. Read it. It's a good book. Verse 2. But he's writing to Theophilus, his friend, until the day in which he was taken up. Let's say taken up. Now we've gone from death, burial, and resurrection to a taken up. Hallelujah. He's on the earth. The Bible said, well, we'll get to that in just a second. Taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments to them, to the apostles whom he had chosen, verse 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion or death, burial, and resurrection by many infallible proofs. I'm looking right here at each one of y'all's eyeballs. You are an infallible proof that Jesus Christ has been resurrected from the dead and he lives forever and he lives in you. He's changed us all. My goodness, if Dina can get saved, anybody can get saved. She's our poster child for salvation. Click. I'll pick on somebody else later. Alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days. And speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. He's still teaching. Do you think he, can you just believe we could walk with him and they were talking to him and he'd been through where he'd been and was telling them all about it? He said, boys, don't think about the past, let's think about the future.
Yeah.
It was hot down there, but I'm going to tell you something. Where you're going is going to be greater. He said, you don't need to go there. I went there for you. You don't have to go there. Glory to God. I don't have to go there. I don't have to pay a dime. My salvation was free. My goodness, what God did for us for free. It cost him everything, but he got it all back. Plus us. After his passion, by many infallible proofs being seen of them 40 days, speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. That may be first gospel 101 when we get to heaven. Jesus, what were you talking about when you were showing these guys what was all about? And where we're going to go? That's exciting to me. Verse 4. And being assembled together with them, can you get that in our mind? They're having a gathering. They're having a meeting. Commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. He said, I've told you about this, boys. Y'all stay here in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high, which is the promise of the Father. The Father gave the Son. And he's also going to give something else. Let me tell you something. God didn't go to Walmart and buy something to give you. He gave you part of him. His spirit got put in you. Melody, God's spirit got put in you. And not in you, but on you too. We're going to get to that in a minute. But wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard of me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized. Everybody say baptized. There's that word baptized. Baptized with water. Everybody say water. Water baptizing. Is that what it says? But you, so that means me, shall be baptized. Are we reading out of the same book, everybody? Yeah. Baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. He said, in just a little while. He'll tell them in a few minutes. They'll figure it out. It's going to be 10 days. 40 days showing himself alive. 10 days in an upper room, that's 50 days, which equals Pentecost. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, oh, buddy, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. But before we get there, let's do this. John truly baptized with what? Now, the word baptized means to be what? Do we got any ex-Baptists in here? I know we do. Yeah. It means to be immersed. Right. How many of y'all have been immersed? Most of us. I've been both. It took both for me. Been immersed. As old friend Dale Whitlock would say, dunked. We got dunked. All of us that were immersed, were you wet all over when you came out of there? I mean, that was not any dry, just maybe a little spot right back here didn't get wet. No, you got wet all over. That's the essence of that word. Now, there's all kind of talk about that, and we're not here for that. But the thing is this, that word does mean immersed. And for John truly baptized with water, he immersed in water. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
But me, little old me, little old you. As Brother Copeland sings that song, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. You really were. But you shall be baptized, ever say, immersed. Dunked. Dale will be proud of me today for saying, dunked. There ain't nothing about me dry. I'm dunked with Holy Ghost all over, top to bottom, inside and out. I'm wet of the Holy Spirit all over. Well, you know, they say it about old so-and-so. He got a little more ghost when he got dunked than I got. I just didn't get it all. No, you got everything that everybody else got. You're just too knuckle-headed to believe it and walk in it. Because you're proud of how, because you can't control yourself. Well, I'm just, you know, you're blaming it on God because you're not doing right. Don't blame God. Look in the mirror. Come on, let's just look in the mirror. God is not your problem. God gave you himself. He dunked you in himself. He took you and put you in him and dunked you. And when you came out, you was wet all over, glory be to God. Wall to wall, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. They're one and the same. I knew a woman one time, she thought Holy Ghost was stronger than Holy Spirit. But I'm not lying, that happened. But they're one and the same. Not many days hence, you'll be baptized. I guarantee you, for those that heard him when he said, John baptized you with water unto repentance, I would venture to say every one of them remembered that day and that moment. How many of you remember your baptizing? I do. And so it is a very important thing. If it wasn't, you'd forgotten about it. If you hadn't been baptized, we got plenty of water. And we'll duck you. Amen. But you won't. I won't hold you down like my friend Danny Dabbs held me down in Debbie's swimming pool one night. Anyway, I needed more water. But I guarantee you, they remembered that baptizing of water. What do you think they felt like when Pentecost actually came? In that upper room, there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And fire like cloven tongues. I'm not talking about a big cigarette lighter. I'm talking about cloven tongues of fire. Sat on each one of them. Everybody say sat on. You been sat on before? Y'all watch this. I'm sitting on Jeffro. I wasn't sitting on anybody else because I'd probably crush him. But anyway, sat on him. Holy Ghost sat on you. Now, Jeff will never ever forget that. I mean, in one church, he came to church. Preacher sat in his lap. He'll never forget it. You're not going to forget the Holy Ghost either when he sits in your lap. When he comes down inside you and he comes out of you in some language you ain't never said before. Glory be to God. I always did want to take a foreign language at school, but I'm so old we didn't have foreign language. English was a foreign language to most of us. But now you get this foreign language. You don't have to go to school for it. You don't have to learn it. You just got to open your mouth. Now listen, y'all, this is going to be a big surprise for you. Daryl, are you listening? All you got to do is open your mouth and talk. A lot of that going on these days. As always, we're talking and not saying a word. Just jabber, jabber, jabber. Nobody cares how you feel. No. Nobody cares you had a flat tire this morning. They just tired of concerned about what they had. You know? Let me show you my scar. I don't want to see your scar. Amen? But I will talk to you in tongues, an interpretation of tongues. Immersed. I'm telling you now, you're not the one sheep in the family that didn't get it all. You got it all. Put it to work. Walk in it. Walk in the power of the resurrection until the Holy Spirit comes on you and you're truly born again. You cannot experience what Jesus did. You can't walk out of that tomb with him. But once you do, I can look back 2,000 years ago. I was a pretty young guy then. Joy got that. But I walked out of the tomb with him, and so did you. And we've never been the same since. And I'm not looking back either, are y'all?
No.
Nothing to go back to, is it?
No.
Let's go forward, and that's what God's all about. Hallelujah. So we're reviewing, and we've not got past point one yet. Let's read the next verse, please. It's only 4 minutes till. For those of you that need to be somewhere. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of God? Okay, let's set this scene up. Jesus said, y'all tarry, don't leave Jerusalem. And so the 12 got with him and some more got with him afterwards and said, Jesus, is this when you're going to restore the kingdom? A little carnal thinking going on, do you think, Jerry? But you can't blame them because their carnal thinkers in them because they're not born again. Amen? And they love Jesus. I mean, my goodness, they know he can walk on the water. Even Peter did it. Glory be to God. Are you going to restore the kingdom? They're still thinking about, are we going to be number one again? The Old Testament says to the Jews, you can be the head, not the tail. People come against you one way and they have to flee seven. Well, that's a promise that belongs to us. Amen.
Amen.
But that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's not going to set up an earthly kingdom. The kingdom first and all has to be set up inside us. Then it goes to the world. I'm preaching really good. Verse 7. Hallelujah. He said to them, it is not for you to know. There you go. Look at your neighbor and say, you don't have to know everything. God's not going to let you know everything because he's God. I don't need to know everything. Amen. I don't need to know how to turn on the TV. Just turn it on. It comes on. I don't know how it works. It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father put in his own power. You see, God's power there, the word power doesn't mean just dunamis. It doesn't mean dunamis, which is miracle, dynamite, explosive power that does miracles and all that kind of thing. The power here includes that to a degree, but it also means he has the power of creation. He tells the sun when to come up. You and I can't do that. Okay? Verse 8. But you shall receive power. Now this is dunamis. This is you and me doing the things Jesus did and even greater things. Shall receive power, dunamis, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ever say after?
After.
You'll say it one more time. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. I would say witnesses. Needs to be witnesses. Sometimes things happen that are bad, but people don't want to get involved. So they were a witness, but they don't want to get involved. What's God saying? Katie, you know what God's saying? You need to get involved. I need to get involved. We need to get involved. We are witnesses to what? The death, the burial, and the resurrection. Glory be to God. Speeding on. And you shall be witnesses with evidence. You have evidence. I am a prime example, a witness of who he is, of what he's done. Jerusalem, Judea, and to Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. And we'll stop there. Jesus is just not making up words to have something to say here. It sounds real religious. He's telling it like it is. This is what he's expecting from us. I want to go to church. That's what the song said, right? I like that song. That is a great song. I want to go to church. And I was a while ago, I'm crying up here. I want to come to church. I know. I want to go back. I want to be around the people I love the most. But what we actually need to be saying, I want to be the church. I want to be the church. You can only do that with knowing who you are. You're the body of Christ, being witness to what? What did Luke write to Theophilus at the beginning? I'm writing this to you to what Jesus both began to do and to teach. He wrote a letter to his friend. And then Luke began to live it. He had been living it. So you and I are to live it. We don't have to write a letter to everybody. Just live it in front of people. Live it in front of people. Well, what's Jesus? What can I add to the conversation of what Jesus began both to do and to teach? Well, read the Bible and you'll know. Just tell about your own experience. On March 11th, 1976, I walked an aisle in a Methodist church. But I went with a purpose, driven there by prayer. And when I left, I was different. I don't have to write a letter. People could tell I was different. You're supposed to say amen, eh? Ain't got a hold of me yet. I surrender. You just live your life like God said to live it and do the things He did.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know what He did. Let me tell you something. This is pretty simple stuff. Holy Spirit does miracles. The gifts of the Spirit work. You know when they work? When He wants them to. No. They work when there's a need.
Yeah.
You see somebody hurt or in trouble? Boom! The Holy Spirit's compassion will flow through you. You don't have to go out chasing devils. There's not one behind every bush. But a lot of them. Let's all stand up, please. Thank you all for your presence and your attendance today. And our worship was just great. Thank you, everybody that's involved in that. And Karen, so good to see you upstairs, my friend. We're celebrating with you. And all of us are declaring today that we're saved, healed, blessed, coming in, going out. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Amen? That's God's will for you. And He's going to do great things for you. Expect it. The Bible says so. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for these few minutes we've had together. What a great group of people here, Lord God. They're the best. And we give You praise for all these things. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we pray for tonight's service and prayer this afternoon and for Wednesday night and for next Sunday. We pray for all of our services we begin ahead of time. Lord, that we can be ready when we get there. And Lord, we give You praise for that. Lord, comfort everyone. Bless everyone. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody you love them before you go. Junior, good to see you.